USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp declared a state of emergency following an uptick in shootings over the 4th of July weekend that injured 31 people and killed 5 after weeks of violent crime and property destruction in Atlanta. The move authorizes the activation of 1,000 National Guard troops to protect state property and properly patrol the streets. Other cities are grappling with a wave of gun violence over the long weekend. At least 6 children were killed in a series of shooting incidents in New York City that saw 8 people killed and over 44 shot. In Chicago, where gun violence has led to record-level shootings in recent years, more than 67 people were shot over the weekend, and at least 13 were killed, including 7 children. And one of the Atlanta shootings happened next to the Wendy's fast food restaurant where Rayshard Brooks was killed by a police officer last month. This is USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA Weather Band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
A statue of abolitionist Frederick Douglass was ripped from its base in Rochester, New York, on the anniversary of one of his most famous speeches delivered in the city in 1852. Police said the statue was taken from Maplewood Park, a site along the Underground Railroad where Douglass and Harriet Tubman helped shuttle slaves to freedom. In a morning tweet, President Trump blamed anarchists for the incident. The statue was found at the brink of the Genesee River Gorge, about 50 feet from its pedestal. A federal judge sided with the Standing Rock Sioux tribe and ordered the Dakota Access Pipeline to shut down until more environmental review is done. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said the pipeline, which has been in operation 3 years, remains highly controversial under federal environmental law, and a more extensive review is necessary. In a 24-page order, Boasberg wrote he was mindful of the disruption such a shutdown will cause, but had concluded the pipeline must be shut down immediately. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Colin Kaepernick will be featured in an exclusive docuseries as part of a new deal with the Walt Disney Company. The deal between Kaepernick and Disney was announced saying the partnership will focus on telling scripted and unscripted stories that explore race and the quest for equity. It will also provide a platform to showcase the work of minority directors and producers. Despite being exiled from the NFL since 2016 when he took a knee during the national anthem to protest police brutality and racial inequality, Kaepernick says he still wants to play. A person close to the former San Francisco 49ers quarterback told the Associated Press that Kaepernick is in excellent shape and ready to play, but he has not received any calls.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal.
Country music legend Charlie Daniels, best known for his monster 1979 hit The Devil Went Down to Georgia, died of a stroke. He was 83. According to a press release from his representatives, the acclaimed Country Music Hall of Fame and Grand Ole Opry member died at Summit Medical Center in Hermitage, Tennessee, where doctors determined his cause of death. Daniels accumulated a slew of accolades and awards during his long music career, including his induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame, Musicians Hall of Fame, and becoming a member of the Grand Ole Opry. He also won a Dove Award for Gospel Albums and a coveted Grammy Award for Best Country Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group. Daniels is survived by his wife Hazel and son Charlie Daniels Jr. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.